Thank you for having me.
Talk to me about the fact that you're only 12 years old. You're in seventh grade. How did you get interested in acting? Let's start with that.
So ever since I was like really young, like maybe 6 or 7, I would be watching TV and I would just think like, oh, that's so cool. Like, I kind of really want to do that. And then at one point I kind of just went to my mom and I was like, is there any way like we could do that or I could be on TV? And she was like, okay, that's kind of crazy, but let's do it. And so we were looking for some agents and we went up to New York and had a little conversation with an agent and they ended up signing me right there on the spot. And ever since then, we've just been going to auditions and doing self-tapes and voice recordings, and it's been taking off.
And how old were you when all that happened?
I was around 7 or 8 years old when we started.
Now, you're 12 now. You're in seventh grade. Do you partake in theater in your local school?
I do, yes. Last school year, we were putting on a production of The Little Mermaid, but it sadly got canceled due to COVID. But yes, I do participate in theater at my school, yes.
All right, let's talk about this new movie that you're in. It's a Japanese anime film called Children of the Sea. Give me some background about what the movie's about.
Okay, so Children of the Sea is a Japanese anime film directed by Ayumi Watanabe. I play the role of Umi, and basically I was raised in the ocean and the sea by these sea animals called dugongs, and it's basically just kind of like a narwhal, but it's kind of like a magical creature, and I have like these special powers where I can control stuff in the ocean. And then I meet this girl named Ruka, whose dad owns an aquarium where I often appear at and I often stay at. And she shows me the ways of normal human life and I show her the ways of the ocean.
What did you have to do to prepare for this?
We went up to New York and we went into a studio and the film was up on a screen. So I would see the lines and what was going on, but we often had to do multiple takes because in voice acting, you really do have to match the exact body language, but you're not like doing body language. Like you really have to express and really dive deep into your character because since they can't see you acting, you really have to be strong with your emotions so that they know where you're coming from.
Lyndon, what do your friends have to say about you starring in this Japanese anime film?
My friends are amazing. I try to surround myself with the best people that I can, and my friends are just really happy and excited for me.
What school do you go to, hon?
I go to Worcester Preparatory School in Berlin, Maryland.
And what is your favorite subject? Does it have anything to do with acting?
I would overall say my favorite subject is probably either math or science. Probably science. I like, you know, doing experiments and doing labs and researching.
All right. I want to remind everybody we're talking to Lyndon Prosser. Lyndon is only 12 years old. He's a rising seventh grader. He's starring in a new Japanese anime film called Children of the Sea. Anything about the movie that you want the general public to know about before they go see it?
I just want to tell everyone that it's a really great film and that I think you guys are going to love it. I know I love it from already just acting in it. I actually haven't seen it fully put together yet, but I know it's going to be great and I cannot wait.
Lyndon, what's your goals 5 years from now? What do you see yourself doing as you get older?
Ooh, 5 years.
That's a long time. I know.
Yeah, I would definitely say that I still see myself acting at that time. I love acting. I love doing auditions. I love being on TV. I love doing voice acting. So I could definitely see myself still pursuing acting at that time.